Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. We're excited you're here. My name's Pauline.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We're so glad you could join us today. Today's topic is sports.
Today's title is The Winter Olympics. The Winter Olympics. Peter, what did we learn so far about the Olympics?
The Olympics are in Korea. More than 80 nations will send athletes to the Olympics, and there will be 102 events.
The Olympics start on February 9th. They will finish on February 25th. Will you watch all of the games? I hope so. Now, let's go to Peter for our Read It.
The Olympic opening ceremony is on Friday night. The ceremony starts the Olympic Games. Many people will watch the broadcast. At the ceremony, the Olympic athletes walk in the parade of nations. Many people admire these athletes. They are so calm and confident. Later, the Olympic torch comes in. The torch lights an Olympic flame. The flame burns until the end of the Olympics.
Peter, do you enjoy watching the opening ceremony?
Of course, I like ceremonies like this. Yes, the games are important, but what makes them more important is ceremonies like this. It's almost like a tradition.
That's right, and it makes it feel very special and important. I also just love all of the theater to it.
Yes, exactly, and all our families watch it together. Well, friends, we're going to have fun today, but first let's look at those keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 你预备好观赏冬季奥运的播出了吗? 名词播放或播出就是 broadcast。 Many people will watch the broadcast. Tina 说在开幕式的时候,她最喜欢看的就是各国运动员入场的游行。名词游行就是 parade. Her favorite part is the parade of nations. Tina 说她很欣赏那些溜冰选手。She really admires the skaters. 动词 admire 就是欣赏、钦佩、赞赏的意思。 这些溜冰选手虽然面对这么大的场面,但是却显得无比的沉着自信。形容词冷静、镇定的就是 calm。这个 calm 的 L 不发音。They look so calm. 他们看起来也非常的自信。They also look very confident. 自信有信心的就是 confident. 你最喜欢的是什么运动项目呢?
The Winter Olympics start tomorrow. You're going to watch some of it, aren't you?
Of course. I really like watching the Winter Olympics. I'm looking forward to the opening ceremony.
Me too. My favorite part is the Parade of Nations.
And I like the Olympic torch.
You can see all of that on Friday evening's broadcast.
I know.
Peter, the Winter Olympics start tomorrow. Are you excited?
Of course, I can't wait for one event called Lujing. That's where you go down a sled by yourself on an icy slide. It's dangerous and exciting.
Oh, I like all of those ones. Bobsledding is like that too, right?
Yes,
but
exactly.
I also like seeing the downhill skiing and snowboarding.
Ooh. Those are really cool. Some people can do really amazing tricks. So, do you like the opening ceremony?
Oh, yes. That's such a great way to start the event. You get to see all of the people who are in it and all the different countries that are competing.
When I was a kid, I would watch this with my family. I loved seeing all the flags from the many nations.
I agree. That is one of the best parts. Hey, but let's go to Christina to learn more about this word opening, you know, the opening ceremonies we're talking about. Christina, can you help us?
Alex 对明天的奥运会开幕式非常的期待, 他说 I'm looking forward to the opening ceremony. 趣味的 opening ceremony 指的就是开幕仪式的意思。Opening 本身是一个名词，它不只是可以表示事物的开始，揭开序幕，它本身就可以用来表示开幕式这个活动。比如你说 Are you going to the opening of the new theater? 你要去参加新戏院的开幕典礼吗？很多商店在新开幕的那一天都会办活动，在美国就称它做 Grand Opening， 表示盛大的开幕式。比如说 There will be free samples at the grand opening. 开幕典礼会送免费试用品哦。
Thanks, Christina. I really like watching the Winter Olympics. You're going to watch some of it, aren't you?
Of course. I'm going to watch as much of it as I can. I probably won't get to watch all of it, though. Friends,Do you like learning with Rebecca? I think it's time to visit her now.
Hello, friends. I have a very special treat for you today, a use it tip. And today's use it, you're going to learn about tag questions. That is, a question that you ask to make sure what you just said is correct. Let's look at a few examples. You're going to walk to school.Aren't you? Or you could say, you're going to buy a new car, aren't you? Aren't you is the tag question. Well, friends, I know that you can do this, so now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So many people like watching the opening ceremony of the Olympics. That's likely when the most people watch the Olympics at the same time together.
Yeah, that is one reason why I like the opening ceremony. We all enjoy different Olympic events, but everyone comes together and watches the opening ceremony.
And that is when you can see all the athletes and coaches together too. In fact, you can see the nations of the world come together.
That's my favorite part, the Parade of Nations.
Yes, and everyone likes to talk about the outfits because the whole nation is wearing the same kind of outfit. It's special for each event. So let's talk about this word, parade. We like parades like at 4th of July. People are walking down the street together. It's fun to watch.
That's right. Well, everyone gets to watch this parade on TV if you want. You can see everything for yourself.
Yes, so you can watch the broadcast. We watch TV to see broadcasts. That's when something is put on TV so we can all see it.
Let's Talk in English is a broadcast, right?
Right, we broadcast that every day except for Sundays.
Well, what else do you like about the opening ceremony, Peter?
I like the performances by the host country. This is really special. This is a time for the host country to show off what is special there.
Okay, so Korea is the host country this year, and they will probably have music and dancing. Oh, it'll be great.
Yes, I can't wait. Well, friends, we'll talk about some more things, but first let's take a short break. See you soon. Welcome back, everyone. Well, there are so many events and sports to talk about, but it's fun that they'll introduce new sports all the time, like snowboarding. That's been around for a couple of Olympics now, and I think many people enjoy it.
I was really excited when they introduced snowboarding to the Olympics because I like to snowboard. Skiing has been in the Olympics for a really long time. I think they might have been in the very first Winter Olympics, butSnowboarding is new.
All right, well, here's Conversation B. Let's watch it together.
What are your favorite events to watch?
I like to watch team events. The four-man bobsled races are really exciting.
I like watching both men's and women's figure skating. I really admire the skaters.
They train hard for the Olympics.
I know, and they look so calm and confident on the ice.
I couldn't do that.
There are so many athletes. There are so many nations competing. And there are so many events to watch.
So, what are your favorite events to watch?
Well, like I said, I love to watch lugeing. It's very fast and dangerous. But I also like sports like the men's and women's figure skating. They practice a lot and they do things that take a lot of skill. Oh, and of course, I love skiing. I grew up skiing, so I have to watch those events. There's so many.
That's true. There are so many. And that's fun, too. Sometimes you can just turn on the TV during the Olympics and see a whole different event you didn't know about. That's fun.
That's a really good point. Sometimes you learn about a new sport. You turn on the TV and see, well, what's happening now? Well, let's talk more about this question. What are your favorite events to watch? It's a good one to know. Here's Christina.
Tina 问 Alex 最喜欢看哪项比赛项目。What are your favorite events to watch? 我们在这个句子里面看到了 favorite events, 它就是最喜欢的比赛项目。所以 event 这个字可以指一种运动竞赛项目。你可以说 The next event will be a 400 meter swim. 下一项比赛项目将是400公尺游泳。另外做行销的人就需要常常办活动来行销他们的产品。比如奶粉公司办小宝宝爬行比赛，政府单位办园游会行销当地的农产品，或者是开音乐会来为心脏病的患者募款。这些都是 event. We are having an event to help people with heart disease.
Thanks, Christina. So let's keep talking about some of the Olympic events going on.
Alex likes team events. There are individual events. That's one person competing. A team event is many people working together. One easy one, as an example, is hockey. This is a fun sport and a team plays together. So when they win, the whole team gets medals.
Right. Obviously, it's not an individual sport. You can't play hockey just with one person. Oh, but Alex, he also really likes the four-man bobsled races. I like them, too. They are exciting.
Yes, this is four people have one sled. They run and then jump into the sled together, and then they have to turn down this icy slide. They have to work together, so every time they turn, they turn together. It's really dangerous.
I know, it kind of looks like kids who go sledding, but actually it's a lot more fast and a lot more dangerous.
Yes, it really is a team sport and takes a lot of practice. It's very dangerous and I think you can imagine why.
Yeah, I've crashed on a sled and even that hurt.
Well, Tina likes the ice skating. She says, I like watching both men's and women's figure skating. I really admire the skaters. Who do you admire?
Oh, well, I admire my parents. They did so much for me, and I just really respect them.
Right. I admire police officers. They help people.
Well, we all think that these athletes at the Olympics are great. They do train hard.
Yes, they do.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that either. But that is today's
calendar phrase.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that.
我没办法这样做。
I ran 5 kilometers today.
I couldn't do that.
I swam 10 kilometers.
I couldn't do that.
I biked 20 kilometers.
I couldn't do that.
You don't know until you try.
I did try, and I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that. 我没办法这样做。
Olympic athletes really are amazing. When they compete, there is so much pressure and stress. They really want to win, and everybody's watching them.
Yes, wow. What an amazing thing the Olympics are. Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at our keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword. Popular. Popular. This movie is very popular.
Broadcast. Broadcast. We watched the news broadcast on TV.
Parade. Parade. Many people marched in the parade.
Admire. Admire. Tim admires his father.
Calm. Calm. Don't get upset. Stay calm.
Confident. Confident. She is confident that she can win. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look at our lesson one more time.
Hey, Alex! The Winter Olympics start tomorrow. You're going to watch some of it, aren't you?
Of course! I really like watching the Winter Olympics. I'm looking forward to the opening ceremony.
Me too! My favorite part is the Parade of Nations.
And I like the Olympic torch.
You can see all of that on Friday evening's broadcast.
I know.
What are your favorite events to watch?
I like to watch team events. The four-man bobsled races are really exciting.
I like watching both men's and women's figure skating. I really admire the skaters.
They train hard for the Olympics.
I know, and they look so calm and confident on the ice.
I couldn't do that.
Well, the Olympic torch is one of the most important symbols of the Olympic Games.
There is a torch that is lit at the beginning of the games. This always happens at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games.
The Olympic torch is actually lit several months before the opening ceremonies. Did you know that? Well, it happens in Greece, in Olympia.
It always happens in Greece?
That's right. Do you know why?
Well, I know the Olympics, the very first ones, happened in Greece.
That's exactly right. So we always honor Olympia and Greece as where the Olympics started. And then the torch goes from there all the way to where the Olympics will be held that year.
Wow, does it travel on a plane?
It could. Usually it's like a boat or something like that. I think it's a little complicated, but athletes, young and old, will take part of carrying the flame across country to country, nation to nation, until the relay ends that night at the opening ceremony.
Wow, that's really beautiful. I also think it's neat to learn who is holding the torch. A lot of times at the opening ceremony, it's very important people from that country who hold the torch, right?
Right, and usually it's kept a secret. It's an honor to bring in the flame at the end. So we're always excited to see who it will be. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Look, Ginger, it's the Olympic opening ceremony.
Yay! How exciting! Let the games begin!
Look, look, here they come.
Look, Here comes who?
Oh, the Parade of Nations. See the athletes walking out?
Oh, yeah!
I admire them. They are so calm and confident.
Yeah, like me?
Not really.
Oh, so where is it?
Where is what?
Where is the Olympic torch? I want to see the flame.
It's coming. Look, there it is.
Wow, it's beautiful. I wish I could hold the torch.
Here, hold this flashlight.
Very funny. Huh?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about the Olympics. Please help me welcome Ms. Olympia Winter to the show.
Hello, Rob.
Olympia, you are an athlete, right?
Well, I used to be, Rob. Now, I'm a coach.
What sport do you coach?
Well, I coach Olympic skiing, alpine skiing.
Did you ever compete in the Olympics?
Yes, Rob, I did.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Harry Winston of London, England. Harry writes, "The Winter Olympics start tomorrow. I love watching the Olympics, but I am wondering, how did the Olympics get its name?"
That's a great question, Harry. To answer that, we need to talk a little about the history of the Olympics.
All right. What is the history of the Olympics, Olympia?
Well, the modern Olympic Games are sports competitions. They are like the ancient Olympic Games. Those were held in Greece.
So the ancient Greek Olympic Games were a sporting event as well?
Yes. They were called the Olympic Games because they were held in a place called Olympia, Greece.
That makes sense. When did the modern Olympic Games start?
The modern Olympic Games began in 1896 in Athens, Greece. Athletes from 13 nations competed in 43 events.
Were they the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics?
Originally, the Olympics were only held in the summer. The first Winter Olympics were in 1924 in Chamonix, France.
Interesting. Thanks, Olympia. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, are you going to watch the opening ceremony? I hope you enjoy watching some of the events this weekend.
And we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.